We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yudal Daf Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud. It said in the Mishnah that the case was that you didn't have other vegetables for karpas, and you only had chazaras. So what it says is, you eat chazaras, and then you bring the seder plate in front of you, and you're going to eat maror after the matzah. Now the Rashbam speaks out in Kuf Yudal Daf Aleph that the ikker time to eat maror is after the matzah. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Matzis and Mroyim Yechlu. In the Rashbam, three lines from the bottom, Kofi Dalam Rav says that Betchila Matzah V'Achem Maror. The Ikar Mitzvah is to first eat the Matzah and afterwards the Maror. Now, why do we do then the Karpas? So the Rashbam explains, which we see in our Gemara, the Rashbam explains, Ikadei Shiyakir Tinuk V'Yishal. So the Tinuk should say, what are you doing? You're eating vegetables before the Suda? Makes no sense. And therefore, they come to ask questions. But the Ikar Maror is after the matzah. Now here, this fellow, he only had chazeres, so he ate chazeres for karpas. And the question is, l'chayri, he just ate maror. He just ate maror. So why wasn't he ate maror already? How could he eat maror after the matzah, make a bracha, achilas maror? He just ate maror. So Amar Rav Shlakish, we see from this Mishnah, zayis emeres, mitzvahs, tzriches kavana. That mitzvahs need kavana. That means if you do a mitzvah without kavana, it's not yaitza. And here, when you ate the chazeres, you ate it shame karpas. So you're not yaitza because you didn't do a shame mitzvah. And so too, Rav Shlakish is saying all mitzvahs need kavana. For example, someone says Shema without having kavana, it won't be Yotze Shema because it needs kavana. What keeping the lebi eating the chiyuv d'maror u'dachalei, b'bayir priya damu d'achalei. Since he didn't eat it in the time of maror, he ate it before, and he doesn't want to be Yotze then. He wasn't chavin to be Yotze because the best time to eat maror is after the matzah. So now he's just eating it b'dim bayir priya damu d'achalei, which is the karpas. But dim v'lo yechavin l'maror. And he wasn't mechavim for Mara. Hilkoch, and maybe he wasn't mechavim for Mara. So therefore, Hilkoch, boil my head, and tvuli l'shem Mara. Therefore, he has to eat again Mara after the matzah. The Isaac, adaitach, mitzvah le'boi kavana, because if he held, he doesn't need kavana, lom loch trey tibule. Why have to do it twice? For tova lechazim, you already dipped it once, you already ate the karpas, you already yaitza. So Shlok is saying, our mishnah is before us, that mitzvah is tzricha is kavana, which means that the mishnah says that you have to eat again. You have to eat again. So l'chayra, it's a raya that mitzvah is triches kavana. What? Oh, this is a very good taina. So it sounds like the Rambam a little bit. They're eating kazayas already. They're eating kazayas. It doesn't sound like from the Rambam. That's the taina. That's a good taina. And they speak as a taina. L'chayra, there's a stuk of raya to the Rambam that you eat a kazayas. Because if not, you wouldn't be here to the mitzvah more. God, it's not so poshut that Mara needs kazayis. Why does Mara need a kazayis? So, I know, yes, but the reason is, the Rosh says that you really only need kazayis and Mara because we break a bracha al achilas Mara. This is al achilas Mara, achila needs a kazayis. Lashon achila always is a kazayis. That's the Rosh learns. It could be those who are showing that maybe they'll learn that Mara doesn't need it. Not before us, we don't know exactly, but it's a good taina that they speak out. Maybe you don't need a kavana. Really, you don't need a kavana. Really, you were yaitza the mitzvah maror right away. But the ka'amr is straight to blue. Lomli, why do you have to eat again maror after the pas? Maybe it's only to have a heker to the tenoikis. And that may ask the only reason why you're eating two. You're right. You could have been yotze the first one. The only reason you're eating two is because you want to have hekka tretanikas. V'chitem im kain lashmin shayirakas. If that's the case, so you should have said shayirakas. Why did you say a case of chazaras? It sounds like we're saying a case of chazaras to teach you that you're not yotze. So when you're in shayirakas, have mina hechad ika shayirakas, who would be in trade to bully? We told me all the rakas say that's where you need the halacha, that you have to make the children have questions and then eat mara later on. Machazaras chudei loyvay trade to bully. Maybe you shouldn't need two times tibul. You shouldn't have two times tibul there. Maybe you should just eat it after the pas and that's it. Kamash v'lon that filu chazaras being to bule that even there you need two times eating. So the Gemara is telling like this: how do you know that mitzvah shrikes? Maybe it's in the Gemara. Why are you doing it twice? You're doing it twice because you want the children to ask the questions. You want children to ask the questions, and therefore you're eating it twice. So maybe the ancient shrikes come on. Now really, you would use other yirakas. You only have this yirakas lemaisa. You know, it's still kedai to eat the mara before in order and have a din of two tibuli. Zog the Gemara, right? So therefore, that's number one. That's not a raya. Zogus is not a raya. Talk about a raya that mitzvah is gevonim because you see you yoytze already the mitzvah. And why do it again? They say no, only doing it again. Only doing it twice to chap raya the din of terei tibule to make the tanoikas ask questions. Va'oyi the brayso first not Rish Lakish. Tanya, va'oyi Tanya, ochlon demai. Someone ate maror. That's the mai. Now, if someone eats tevel for maror, it's not yoytze because a mitzvah of baba avera. But if he ate the mai, he's yotza. Like Rashbam explains, because he boy mafker nechasa, he can be mafker as nechasim. So no one ochlon the mai yotza. Ochlon blame miskavin, he's also yotza. So you see, klar that mitzvah is yotzivana. Ochlon chatzah and yotza. If you eat it, not at one time kazayis, you also yotza. Vashu yishu ben echil lechavti yishu ben echil pras. We shouldn't eat between the two halves of kazayis more than echil pras. I got to see from here. And they eat the whole kezayis at one time. That's what we know. A lot of people are makbid by matzah and by maror. Eat the whole kezayis at one time. This is what you see. It's like a v'diavad lechatzah. Lechatchila, it's eat the whole kezayis at one time. Akapana, what do you see in this brisa? You see in this brisa, ochlon beloy miskaven is yotza. So we're saying two tainis of shlokish. First of all, the brisa is not a shlokish. And second of all, the whole mishnah is not a raya to a shlokish because that we eat twice is not a raya because you're not yotza. Maybe it's a different reason. So maror comes out, tanoi. This din of mitzvah shikas kavon is really machlokes tanoim. The tayin into the brayis. So reisi aimer afa pisha tibel b'chazeres. Even though someone was ate chazeres already before or the matzah, mitzvah lahavi in front of chazeres v'charoyses shetavshilin. It's still a mitzvah to bring in front of him the chazeres and charoyses shetavshilin for later on in the suda after the for after the matzah. So it's a raya. He holds mitzvah shikas kavon. Frank the Gemara, boy, bring a cat to say the same thing. Maybe bring it again to. Really, Yoytza the first time. That's why you want to bring more because you want to have a hakel tanoikus. If that's the case, my mitzvah. The lashon mitzvah sounds like that you have to go ahead and do this. That's what it sounds like. It's you have to go the mitzvah to do this. Smash by you were not Yoytza the mitzvah of maror. By the beginning. So that's there's a brisa that says a klar like Rav Shlokish that the mitzvahs are Shrikas Kavan. Zoktamaravaita, Maishne Tavshilin. What are the two Tavshilin that we are talking about on the Seder plate? Omrav Huna, Silka Va'aruza. It's beets and rice. They you see when they ate rice, and we know this is only a later on Xera. But so slowly, they had rice and they had beets. Rava have mahada silk of aruza. So the two tafshilin. So pashas the two tafshilin are lezeche the karban pesach and zeche the chagiga. Which chagiga? Not the chagiga that you bring every yontif. The chagiga is arba asa. Every chagiga from every yontif would not come at night. It came by day. This is chagigas arba asa, which is the chagiga you ate in order to eat the karban pesach al soiva. That's the purpose of the two tafshilin. So what do you bring? So Rav Huna says a chiddush, you even use vegetables and rice, beets and rice. Rava have mahad asilk v'arayz ha'ofo nofik pum with the Rav Huna. Since Rav Huna said it, he dafka tried. Since Rav Huna said an example like that, he dafka was makbar on that. Even though there's no reason dafka at that, but since that was Rav Huna, his Rebbe said this, he's trying to get dafka those type of foods. Amar Rav Ashi, shemamino de Rav Huna. You see, Rav Huna lays the chayish lahod of Yechem and Uri. They're not chayish Rav Huna about the rice. We'll see, not all your tanya, but the svardim a different tanya. Tanya, Rav Yechem and Uri Eimer, Oyrez min dogon hu, v'chayav machum mitzvah karos. We had it early on in the Masechta, right, Maishi? Rav Yechem and Uri says that Oyrez is type of dogon, and Yechayav achum mitzvah karos, and there's chayav karos fit, and it could be Yoytza matzo also for that reason, rice for that. But all the Yoytza chavasa fesach, and Yoytza matzo. Rav Yechem and Uri holds, Oyrez is one of the minei dogon, and can become chametz. And obviously, he didn't hold like that because he allowed a rice on the Seder table. Chizki Amar, a full dog obey. Even a fish with a covering, a coating of eggs, Shalav, is also called Tutav Shilin. The Behavim is not called Tutav Shilin. Why not? Because it's like one food. Kamashulon, it's considered two foods also. Rav Yisiv, I mean, not. Tzarch Shnei Minei Basa. You need two types of meat. Echad zeichel pesach, ve'echad zeichel chagiga. One zeichel pesach, and one zeichel chagiga, which is the chagigas arba'asa. So these two types of meats. Ravina amafil garma b'shula. Even a one piece of meat and the soup that it's in, and the gravy that it's in. That's all you need. You don't obviously need two pieces of meat, but it's enough to have the gravy ends. So that's not enough to be called the shear for this thing. Now the Rashbam brings down that the minig is Dr. Rashbam shnei mini basa tzli keneged haPesach mavushel keneged haGiga. We use a tzli keneged haPesach, which is a roasted one keneged haPesach, and sometimes cooked keneged haGiga. That's what's brought down in the Rashbam from Rabbeinu Chananel. So let's see how he paskin in Shulchan Aruch. What are the two things that you need? What's the two things that you need for the two tafshilin? So the Mechaber brings down that the two things that you need are like this. It says the Mechaber is Tafayin Gimel Sifdal. It says Vavim Fnei Baalbayis Ka'orosh V'Sholosh Matzus Amar V'Charoyis V'Kapras Ayerek Acher U'Shnei Tafshilin Echa Zeichel Pesach V'Echa Zeichel Gigo V'Nogu. The minig is B'Basar V'Beya. That's our minig. Use one as Basar and one as Beya. And Zokta Mechaber Vayta, our boss of Nogushi is a Raya. The boss is not to be a Raya, like an arm. The Nogush, our boss, Yitzali, should be roasted, Al Gacholim. The Beitza, Tema Vashalas, there should be Mavashalas, the Beitza should be Mavashalas. The Ramah adds on, who are then Tzaluya, the Chenoig Berenu. Some say Tzaluya also, and therefore that's our meaning also. A lot of people, they roast a little bit the Beya, that's our meaning. Now, Zokta Mishbura, a very important thing. That the Chenoig Berenu, it says, the Osir Lechel Hazroya Belaili, you now eat the Zroya at night. Why not? The ain oichon sleep alayla. Remember, we had early Mesech. They now eat sleep on the night of Pesach because they don't want to get mixed up with the Karm Pesach. The ain oichon sleep alayla. Aval beitza afshi tshluya mutter. Shein iset sleep beitza. Hafizeh also litzas hazraya belayla elam baydoyim. Therefore, you're now let do this on Yontif. You're now let roast the zraya on Yontif. You know why? Because you're not going to eat it that night. So you're now let cook something on Yontif. You're not going to eat. So you're now let do it. You have to do it by day. And this year, that's erev Pesach Shabbos Shabbos. You have to do before. So we'll talk about that in a second. If you plan to eat it tomorrow on the suit, then you can roast it. So halacha is we use a zraya, we use a beitza. Now, Tosfos says a mara d'gazah. Tosfos speaks out that we know the chagigas yadalid is only brought if Erev Pesach is a weekday. But Erev Pesach is a Shabbos. Do you bring chagigas yadalid? No, because you can't bring a chagigah on Shabbos. We had a whole gemara before about that. Zok Tosfos. Tosfos the masal echad. Kishachal yadalias b'Shabbos. When the 14th day lands on Shabbos, ain't tzar rach b'shal echad. Only one thing. You only need one, the only Zeraya, you don't need the Be'er. The Chigi is the Alim, no, you don't have But the Maisa, Zok, the Tais says, no, Miyom Reed, the Makom, the Elechalik, the Dombi Lechayva, and Mayom Nichim Lassi Shnit of Shilim. If you would not do it, it would look like a Chayva, like I'm doing it like a half a do. It's just a Zecher. The Gam Yashloch, Hashem Lo Yashu B'Shar Pesachim, the Inshem Chshash Mon Oisim, so he says, Ava Kasha. The Maisa, the last time I do it on Erev Pesach HaVashav is two Tav Shilim, Meheri Yibon HaBeis HaMikdash. And what's going to happen? We're going to bring the chagi on Shabbos. Oh, look, I had the egg. That's the kasha. He says, no, it's not a problem. Look at the last line. It's not a problem. He says, that krova masura, but more like words to look at it. That krova masura is reason. Ukshiyabane Moshe v'Aaron yimanu. Moshe v'Aaron will be with us. V'lekel amiti. And we're not going to make a mistake. So don't worry about a mistake. We're going to have Moshe and Aaron. There's a riot. It's a big shaila in the Rambam. Otherwise, if the Chis based me afterwards. Here it said, Moshe v'Aaron will be there by the first Kohen Pesach, let's say, in Tosfos. And therefore, don't have to worry about it. And therefore, the Lachal Mai says, even on an Erev Pesach, Shechal v'Shabbos, you still should use two Tafshilin, even though there was no Chagigas Yadalad in those days. We'll stop over here, because next Sugya has Sheiches to next Amar Aleph.